Our scripture reading tonight comes from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 20. Before I read, let's pray together. Gracious and loving God, we thank you that you have given us the Bible to teach us, to guide us, to disclose yourself to us. We pray that as these words are read, that they will open our hearts to your message. We pray that your Holy Spirit will fill this place, inspire us to listen. We also pray your blessing on Mr. McFeeters as he brings your message tonight. Give him your wisdom, your insights, as he speaks for you to these graduates tonight. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Exodus chapter 20, beginning at the first verse. Then God gave the people all these instructions. I am the Lord your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind, or an image of anything in the heavens, or on the earth, or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. When the people heard the thunder and the loud blast of the ram's horn, and when they saw the flashes of lightning and the smoke billowing from the mountain, they stood at a distance, trembling with fear. And they said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen. But don't let God speak directly to us again, or we will die." "Do not be afraid," Moses answered them, "for God has come in this way to test you, and so that your fear of him will keep you from sinning." This ends the reading of God's word.
Hi. I appreciate the invitation to speak to you today, and let me applaud you not only for graduating, but for becoming the extraordinary young men and women that you are. The world will be a better place because of you. Having known most of you over the years, I have the utmost admiration and respect for what you do and who you are. Parents, thank you for letting us have your kids for the past couple of years here. It's been an honor to keep them fed. Where'd Destiny go? Cliff bars, a lot of Cliff bars. Supplied with cinnamon fireball candy. Yeah, that's right. Tea. And a place to park themselves while not in class or just needing a place to sit and talk. You've done a great job as parents to get your kids this far. Don't get me wrong, they're still going to need your help. They just won't know how to ask for it. Just be there, be ready. It will happen. Graduates, what a year, huh? Flew by in an instant. Some good, some bad, some things you will remember for a lifetime. and some things that you will want to forget. I have cheered you at your successes. I have sat silent in your defeat. And I have tried to hold my tongue when you have learned those lessons of life. But now that I have you as a captive audience, I'd like to give you a new perspective on something that you've heard for years. And that's the Ten Commandments, what Ron just read for you. So number one, you shall not have any other gods before me. I'll be honest with you. Being a Christian right now is not very popular. Not everyone goes to church these days. ISIS is rallying a holy war against anyone else. Anyone else who doesn't see it as a holy war, because having a belief isn't that important to them. When you claim you're a Christian, people have expectations. Sometimes it's best to just lead by example and have people ask, why are you so calm? Or how can I get in on what you've got? Invite others into what we've got and make the world a better place. Number two, you shall not make idols. What is an idol? Well, in today's world, wealth, fame, new technology, these are idols. Instead, make achievable goals and meet them. Then move on and make new goals and achieve them. Make a list of these goals. There's nothing more satisfying than crossing something off on your list. I will get through graduation. I will pay for college without taking out too many loans. I will find an occupation that makes me happy. Number three, you shall not take the Lord's name in vain. Dang it. The Mythbusters proved that swearing after you hurt yourself actually makes you feel better. But dropping F-bombs every other word or four-letter grenades during normal conversation is not okay. Get creative. For a while at our house, Sarah Palin was a swear word. Number four, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You will need a day off next year from all your studying. Find a church that you can attend one day out of the week. And I'll tell you a secret. Often people feel like they need to feed college students. This would be a great opportunity to make new friends with a family that will allow you to do your laundry or just come have a meal on a Sunday afternoon. Take your mind off studying for a few hours and refocus. Try not to plan too much for Sunday. Keep it open for planning for the next week. Number five, as a teenager, this one's hard. Honor your mother and father, because without them, you would not be here right now. Seriously, think about that for a moment. If they hadn't become your parents, if they hadn't fed you, if they hadn't clothed you, if they hadn't coached you, if they hadn't driven you to all those practices, if they hadn't woke you up early for school, if they didn't help you get that first job, next year, call them. Don't just text them. You can do that on a daily basis. Call them and talk to them at least once a week. FaceTime, Skype, Google Hangout. Put that technology to good use. And take that opportunity to tell them that you love them, because you never know when that last opportunity will be. Number six, do not kill. Unless it's finals week. And then kill it on those tests or on the court. Your hard work will pay off for itself. There will be times when you'll want to kill those neighbors because their music is too loud, or that guy in line that keeps changing his order, or the guy on the other end of the phone for tech support. You all know my number, right? It's not their fault. Get earplugs or call someone to turn the music down. Have patience. A couple of minutes in line is not the end of the world. As for tech support, it's not their fault that you have a problem. It's yours. Number seven, do not commit adultery. Simply put, dance with the one that brought you. Before my dad died, my parents were married for 48 years. One of the stories I heard growing up was when my dad would talk about all the girlfriends he had all across Southeast Alaska as a high schooler. However, This all ended abruptly when they all met at the Southeast tournament. He learned quickly to be true to one and make it last. My wife had a teacher who would tell his students to only date someone you would marry. I'm sure glad she agreed to date me. You might meet that special someone next year. Remember to be true to yourself. Boundaries are not a bad thing. No means no, and do not think you know what each other is thinking. Make sure you talk. Your parents do not want to be grandparents yet. Give them a few years. In fact, wait as long as you can. Number 8, do not steal. You can steal a heart, steal a glance, steal second base, but do not steal. Instead, work for it. Here are those goals again. Work hard, play hard, but do not get those confused. Do not thank Wikipedia and Google for your graduation. Put in the time and energy and meet those goals. The payoff at the end will be better with work rather than not. You will be proud of yourself and what you have accomplished. Number 9, do not lie. A lie will get you into more trouble faster than the truth. It's just best to be honest. Number 10, you shall not covet. Or put it into today's words, you shall not envy your friend's Facebook post. One of our former Haines High School students was noticing one of her friend's photos on Facebook with lots of pictures of hiking and kayaking, surfing and playing. And she commented she was jealous of what her friend was doing and wished that she could do that instead of being in the library all weekend studying. I was really upset with this, and I sent her a private note to tell her that her hard work was not for nothing. She was investing in her education by putting all she had into it. In the past 3 years since, this student has gone on to travel the world with her school and has now started looking for a master's program. God commanded us to love one another. This is going to be very hard next year when your roommate wants to stay up all night and you just want to sleep. One of my favorite things about this class is that you indeed show love. When a student came to our school, you embraced them. You showed them around and included them in your adventures. A memory from this class will always be the night that you wanted to do something fun. And after a bit of conversation, we decided photo scavenger hunt. I have to admit, I stayed up all night worrying about a bunch of teens driving around this town looking for these crazy things in the dark. When you showed up on my doorstep looking for a prize that I had completely forgot about, it wasn't the completion of the task that impressed me. It was the inclusion of all the students. It showed that you truly love one another regardless of differences. Do not be afraid. Go into the world with confidence and don't fear the small stuff. If you're going to laugh at it later, why wait? Do it now. Be brave, take that step, leave home, explore. And finally, take in this moment. Look around the room. You see your fellow students, some of who were in your seat a few years ago, some who will be in this moment soon enough. You see people who have supported you throughout your schooling. You see your parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, siblings, teachers. We're all here for you. We will be wanting to know what great adventures you have after this moment. And with that, I'll leave you with a verse from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know your plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Now, go do something incredible.